Open your Bibles. I'll be very, very brief. I do have a couple of announcements, and I think I'll wait and share those in just a few moments. I want you to look with me, please, in the Bible, in the book of Luke, and chapter 23, if you will, chapter 23. I have spent a good bit of time in the month of March in chapter 24, just what he just sang about the disciples on the road to Emmaus and how he spoke to them. And how he opened the scriptures unto them, and how that he began it at Moses and the prophets, expounded in the scriptures all things concerning himself. Look at this passage of scripture here that we want to share with you this morning, chapter 23 of the book of Luke. I look at just verse 32 and following briefly. There were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they would come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, the malefactor, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want to just talk to you for just a few minutes, but how do you spell Calvary? Well, you say, Brother Billy, there it is in the Bible. It's very simple, C-L-A-V-A-R-Y, Calvary. Look at that. It's seven letters in that word. That's perfection in biblical numerology. Calvary's a perfect place. Oh, it doesn't seem like it, does it? But it's a perfect place because there's a perfect sacrifice there. Do you know why they call Israel the Holy Land? Because he walked there. That's why. And here's this perfect sacrifice on this cross, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Look at these letters, if you will, please. As I watched the drama night after night and watched every scene, and I was blessed by everyone. And I looked at the cross and the individuals before the cross and all those things. And I think about that word Calvary, and look at the letter C. I could not help but think about the cruelty of the cross, how they mistreated him, how they abused him. You know, the Passover lamb, this morning, boy, if you were not in the sunrise service, we had tremendous singing. God blessed me, and everything was great. And Ms. April Pope read a devotion that she'd written. And she talked, she's got a little lamb that's been born. It's a pet, it's blind. And she talked about how innocent it was and how sweet it was and everything. And then she said how God made it real to her that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God. You see, when they took that Passover lamb, they shut him up and they inspected him and watched him. He was like a family pet, and they kept him there for all those days. And he could not have a spot or blemish. He couldn't have a scratch on him, couldn't have a spot on him at all when he was going to be offered as a sacrifice. Jesus Christ was sinless. He was perfect. But they would not dare have hit that little lamb. They would not dare have pierced that little lamb. But here's the Lamb of God. And the Bible says that they pierced him. They put a crown of thorns on his brow, pulled out his beard. They beat him with a cat of nine tails. I think about the cruelty of the cross. But look at the letter A. I think about that agony of the cross, how he suffered. He bore the weight of all the sins of all the ages. He had a human body, and so he experienced pain just as real as you and I would. When in the drama, when they're driving the nail, you could hear him hollering, and he's crying out to his father. But Jesus, in the human body, felt pain just like you and I feel pain. He felt the agony. He felt the dehydration. He says in the prophets that his tongue cleaved to the roof of his mouth. His body became dehydrated as the blood flowed out of his body. He suffered that agony. I'm sure that while he was there, all the weight of all the sin of all the ages, he was going through that. And then God the Father turned his back on him. And he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The letter C is the cruelty, but the letter A speaks of that agony of the cross. But while I think about the letter A, Jesus made this statement while he was yet living. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. And I think about the cross as they lifted up here in the drama and how he lifted up Christ, how they lift up Christ. And he's suspended between heaven and earth. And I thought about that passage of scripture where the Bible said there's one God and one mediator between God and man. It is the man Christ Jesus. There's one person between me and you, and heaven. It's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way to go to heaven. And my dear friend, he's there. He's lifted up. And the letter L also said to me this, he loved us. He never could have done that, never would have done that had he not loved us. The letter in this passage of scripture, it said Calvary, C-A-R-V. His death was vicarious. And what's that mean? It means that he died for me. He bore my sin, your sin. He's dying for somebody else. He's suffering for somebody else. Everything he experienced, we should experience. The separation from God in a place called hell, we should experience. But he died for us. He suffered for us. It's a vicarious death. Look at the letter A in that passage of scripture. And I think about this scene. He's the maker of all this whole universe, created everything in it, all the birds, everything in it. Not a thing made that was not made with him, by him. And yet, when he hung on that cross, there's one moment in time when he was all alone. The Father who says to me and you who are saved, I will never, ever leave thee nor forsake thee. The Bible teaches in that time when he was on that cross, he gave that awful cry that's a chilling cry to me to hear. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? His disciples had forsaken him, and his nation had forsaken him, and the civic leaders had forsaken him. But now God the Father forsakes him. He's alone. He suffers and bleeds and dies alone in that time of darkness. I think about the letter R in that word, and that word Calvary, and is my redemption. He paid my sin debt. He paid the sin debt of all mankind for me and for you. But the letter Y in that, I thought about a verse of scripture that you'll find in the Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 22 and verse 50. And he said when he did that, he said this, he cried and he yielded up the ghost. He yielded up the ghost. And the letter I reminds me of this. When you look at that word yield, it has to do with an act of the will. He made a statement to Matthew, no man takes my life from me. He said, I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. You say the Roman soldiers killed him, the Jews killed him? No, none of that killed him. Because he loved you so much, he yielded, he gave up the ghost. He died for you at that moment. He gave his life. Oh, listen, the time frame, if you read through here, you'll find that account of says from the sixth hour from the third hour to the sixth hour, there was darkness. And listen, you know what? At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they offered the Passover lamb. And my dear friend, from the time he went on the cross, for this brief time when all the weight of all the sin of all the ages was on him, he died on the cross. When he said, it is finished, and he yielded up the ghost, that was the precise time when the Passover lamb was to die. Oh, you say, Brother Billy, that word Calvary, it said so much to me. But I wonder how the friends who were around the cross would spell Calvary. I wonder how they would define that word Calvary. I thought about Mary Magdalene, the woman who had so many demons in her. Her life was a wreck, and the Lord Jesus Christ forgave her. You see her, and she's a wretch. She's tormented. But when you find her having met Christ, she's a beautiful lady and she has such a sweet spirit. And I'd say to her, Mary, can you tell me how to spell Calvary? And she said, Brother Billy, I spell Calvary forgiven. Forgiven. That's how I spell it. I found a young man who has scars in his body where he lived in the tomb and he was tormented by demons and all of those things. But now I see him clothed and in his right mind, and he's just has such a joy and a peace about him. And I say to him, young man, can you tell me how you spell Calvary? And he says, I spell Calvary forgiven. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them. And because of what he did on that cross, God the Father is able to forgive. My dear friend, listen, I think of another man. I think of a man in the Bible who came to see Jesus, who he was. Zacchaeus climbed up in the sycamore tree. He'd been a wicked man. And I say to him, Zacchaeus, can you tell me how you spell Jesus, how you spell Calvary? And he said, I spell it forgiven. I've been forgiven. What does Calvary mean to you? Does it mean you're forgiven? Kevin, would you come? There's another man that I thought about in the scripture. He's hanging right beside the Lord. And he is being crucified as well. He's dying. And I love that song. I was thinking about it every time I saw that cross. I thought about the other fellas that we don't depict in there. One of them blasphemed him. He belittled him and made fun of him. And then the other thief rebuked him. And he said, don't you understand something? We're dying for our sin. But he's a just man. He's dying. He's not a sinner. And he looks at Jesus and he said, Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? And the Lord said to him, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And you know what? If we could find that man today, he'd be in heaven. And I'd like to say, friend, I know you had a horrible death. You died like our Lord. And Calvary was an awful place. It was a place of cruelty and agony and a place where Christ was lifted up. And it's a place where he vicariously died for you, paid your redemption price, where he yielded up the ghost. How would you spell Calvary? I believe with joy in his voice, he'd raise his hand. He said, Brother Billy, I spell Calvary, forgiven. I am forgiven. I want you to listen to this song. Bow your heads. Thank you, Kevin. Well, we have our heads bowed, eyes are closed. I want you to think about that scene and think about all those individuals. I'm one of them, and you're one of them. We'll worship him as we leave today. I hope that you're forgiven. God bless you.